Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. One of the fundamental aspects of Shabbos observance is the Isser Malacha, the prohibition against doing, quote, Malacha, unquote. Well, what exactly is Malacha, and how does it relate to our overall Shabbos experience? Well, maybe by taking a look at it through an unusual Malacha, that can help give us a head start. Because we know that the whole concept of carrying of the malacha of Hutzah is, according to Tosas in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, an unusual malacha. Tosas calls it a malacha grua, an inferior malacha. Well, what's so inferior about it? The answer, says the Or Zeruah, the great Rabbi Yitzchak of Vienna, the late original Ashkenazi Rishon, who says that, you know why it's a malacha grua, it's an inferior malacha? Because the chefetz, the item, the entity, has not changed from beginning to end. So that gives you an indication that the definition of malacha has something to do with being creative. That's number one. However, it can't be that that's the only definition, because creativity can take many forms. Alternatively, another thing to think about is the whole idea of malacha being as it relates to work. Well, work sounds like it's laborious, it's very, you know, exhausting, you're schwitzing. That, says the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra, that's really not malacha, that's avoda. The Ramban says the difference between Yontif and Shabbos is that on Yontif we have an isra of maleches avoda, work which is laborious. That's the schwitzy kind of work. It's the malacha of the sod, the field. The type of work that you do in the kitchen, that malacha, that's called ochel nefesh, that's for food, that's mutter on Yontif, but aser on Shabbos. So, in addition to being creative, it's not just labor-intensive, it's something which is creative in a way that goes beyond just physical exertion. Perhaps, says Rav Hirsch, one way to understand this is that, and this is what he comments in his commentary in the beginning of Parshas Vayakal, where Shabbos is discussed, is that these activities that we do are creative and productive. They create some kind of function. They accomplish a goal. And even those which are not totally transformative, like you didn't take a piece of chicken and take it from a state of being in raw to something which is cooked, even ma'amer, gathering, still creates some kind of accomplishment on behalf of the person who set out to do that work. So there is an element of accomplishment that you have transformed a situation. And that's why we're going to include Hotzah, because even though taking an object from one domain to another isn't transforming the chefetz, but it is still affecting it and creating this transformation in the context. Amazing, awesome. So the definition of malacha is not to do creative activity, which is productive. We can appreciate this even more, that we are Avdei Hashem, we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acknowledging that He is the sole creator, He is the creative force of the entire world, of all 6 days of creation, and not just on Shabbos, but by ceasing our creative activity on Shabbos, not being productive of what we intend to accomplish, we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate producer. So says Rav Shimshon Pinkus in his Shabbos Malkasa, that's why we cease operation, we cease malacha for 25 hours. It's a Yom Shalom. It's a full and complete day where we demonstrate that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all creativity in the world. And this expresses our avdus, our servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by not doing any work, which is all amazing. But there is a fabulous and incredible, even deeper level, which we can appreciate. It's an incredible teaching of Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger from Beit Shemesh, from his amazing work on Shabbos called Yichud HaShabbos in the third volume, where he draws your attention to a comment of the Malbim. Now, to appreciate this Malbim, I want to take a step back to see a different piece from Rav Hirsch, where Rav Hirsch, in the second chapter of Bereishis, in Beis Beis, Rav Hirsch notes that the word malacha is actually related to the word malach, or emissary, or agent. That when a person sets out to accomplish a goal, he deputizes someone, his agent, to accomplish that purpose. So the agent acts on my behalf to accomplish my purpose. So malacha is the nekeva version of malach, of the item which accomplishes my purpose. It's not just that it's a creative activity. It's that there is a focused purpose. And this is what you get from the Malbim's description in Parshas Achrimos on the Isra of Malacha, that the definition of Malacha, which is something which is necessary for the producer, it is the object, the result of intentional activity of the tachlis of the poel, the person who is performing this Malacha. Now I understand. What happens before you come up with a goal, a tachlis, a purpose for this activity? You have a need. First, you feel a sense of lack, a sense of need, and then you need to step in with a goal and you follow that through with your creative activity. Every malacha, every transformational creative action stems from a feeling of need. There is a purpose who needs of somebody that we need to accomplish something. There is this purpose that is, it's relating to the need that needs to be filled. Says Rav Kluger, amazing, amazing Ha'ara. He says that on Shabbos, we're supposed to feel as if kol malachto asuya, a person's entire world is done. Everything that we need, ve'ichinu es asher yaviu, we had a mitzvah to prepare an Erev Shabbos, we prepared, we're ready to go, and now it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are meant to feel a sense of shalom, shleimus, Shabbat shalom, we're supposed to feel whole, ki'ilu kol malacha asuya, everything is done. If a person feels that everything is done, they don't have any lack, they don't have any need, there's nothing driving them to be creative. So a person who is shovis on Shabbos, it's not just that they demonstrate that they are an Eved Hashem and that they acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate creator. They are expressing the fact that they feel content with everything. That everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is kulo, is everything that we need. That we did what we needed to prepare for Shabbos. Ve'ichinu es asher yaviu, we took responsibility for our lives during the Sheishes HaMe'amasa, the 6 days of work, but now we could just sit back and say, Ribono Shel Olam, you gave us everything. We could be at peace. We could be whole. We could not feel a need to create. So by creating this restriction of Shabbos, this shamor, this mitzvah of shvisa mimalacha, we're reminding ourselves, we're giving ourselves that little tap on the shoulder that when we look at life, when we feel like, oh, there's a need to step in and do and fix and add, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, remember, today is about feeling that kol malachto asuya, that everything is taken care of for us by the Ribbono Shel Olam, who cares for us each day of the week, and we're reminded of the fact that he cares for us all the time by us not being creative on Shabbos, not feeling a lack, not feeling a need, and leaving that all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.